Well, hello, we're back on our mini course on spiritual discipline.
Yes, and this week we are moving on from prayer into Bible reading.
So, Bible reading. Devotionals and spending time with God's Word is the other fundamental spiritual discipline. We talked a lot about with the seven connections, and again, if you're a Christian Leaders Institute student and familiar with our seven connections, number one connection is God, and we have to be talking, listening repeatedly. So, reading the Bible is the listening.
Definitely. So the Word of God is our best weapon against the devil's schemes, as it is the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6:10, verse 17. We'd be very weak and unable to defend ourselves if we are unarmed. So that's a very powerful metaphor there.
Right, exactly. The Word of God allows us to be able to stand against the temptations that constantly are in this world. And the kind of featured passage to dig into Bible reading is about Jesus being tempted. So I'll read this. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. A powerful passage on the strength of the Word of God. As you can see, every single response from Jesus is quoting, "For it is written." In fact, the only response here that is not quoting the Bible is, "Away from me, Satan." You know,
right.
Entire conversation between Jesus and Satan that at least is written in the Bible for us to read.
Yeah, and that part on, you know, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And that really speaks to the magnitude of the power of Scripture, that it is, you know, we need it just like we need food to live and
we
survive.
We need it in our life because it is essential to our well-being, our spiritual well-being, and even our physical well-being. It's just essential that we're being in the Word of God. And so, as a discipline, it is something that we need in our life. So, yeah, kind of further reflection on this. You know, again, Jesus quoted Scripture all three times in combating his temptations, and that's a powerful example for us. We can resist the devil if we have hidden the Word of God in our heart. And, you know, yeah, it's just so important. And as Hebrews 4:12 says, the Word of God is alive and it's active. It did not become outdated. It is relevant to us in our temptations and our situations in this century that we're living in.
For sure. So this kind of connects to how Bible reading can impact us today. Studies have shown that frequent Bible reading helps us deal with stress and cope in a healthier way. Research shows that in order for someone to experience God's life-changing power, they need to be opening the Word of God at least 4 days a week.
Right, that's a huge statistic. I mean, I think going back to what we shared on the prayer, it's like we saw that if you're actively engaging in prayer, you're going to have a healthier life, including your heart and how you handle and deal with a hard situation. Same is true with Bible reading. As it says here, it helps you deal with stress and cope in a much healthier way than someone who isn't reading the Bible. But yeah, going back to that, at least 4 days a week, I think as a Christian, that's a huge challenge to us to know. If you're opening the Word of God less than four times a week, again, according to this particular study, then you're not going to really be allowing yourself to get that life-changing power that comes from someone who's actually spending that time and dedicating it.
Right, and I mean, this is a course on spiritual discipline, and discipline really is brought to our attention there where it's not just a when you feel like it or when it's convenient, you know, making this a habitual practice where, our goal should be at least four times a week, if not every day. So this past year with COVID-19, the number of people reading the Bible has increased by 7% in the last year. So that's an encouraging statistic there. But let us not let the increase of Bible reading be only temporary. Each of us need to commit ourselves to continued study and connection with reading of the Bible. So just because we might have had some more time at home, some more free time.
Our situation that made people want to go to the Word.
Right.
We have to be in that Word, whether it be a hill or a valley in our life. And I think, COVID was a valley for a lot of people, and it did create more time at home to do that. But we cannot let the busyness of our schedule take away that much needed time of Bible reading.
Amen. So we have some reflection questions just to kind of go back on what we've covered today. So you can, think about what your current Bible routine is each day. And I think using that word routine there is good to, form something that's habitual, whether that's morning, noon, and night, or, in the afternoons, finding that time to set aside for reading the Bible. And then do you regularly practice meditation on scriptures you read? So that's really another piece, right? It's not just reading a chapter of the Bible.
Right,
it's really
taking that time to reflect and spend it then in prayer and again, kind of combine those two disciplines of both prayer and Bible reading and actually taking that time to meditate and think about what you read and kind of, again, let that kind of soak into your heart and your life.
Right, and even memorization can be powerful, so that we have those words at hand when we might, not have a physical Bible with us. And then lastly, when you are tempted, do you use scripture to combat the devil? And that kind of goes back to what we talked about with prayer. When we face tough times or when we are in times of temptation, these disciplines are tools for us. They're tools in our tool belt to help combat the devil. So even if it might not be our first inclination, we need to try and make it that.
Well, it's such a good point. Like, if you know there's something right now in your life that Satan is kind of, in a sense, in your ear about, and you know it's not the right thing, are you going to the Word of God? And even thinking on the routine, I'll reflect a little bit on mine. One of the habits that I have is my husband and I will do Bible reading at night, and that kind of continues into that second connection in your life. But what I just was talking to him about is I want the goal of it actually being that in a day I'm spending, and it doesn't have to be a huge amount of time, because I get we need to set what is realistic and what we can stick to and not fail.
Right.
But spend one time of just me and God, that quiet between me and God. And then I really want to implement what I grew up with is that after when we did dinner at night, the family then after dinner all get together and read the Bible and then pray together and talk together. And it was really a time of the family, the third connection in our life, coming and getting into the Word of God. And as my son gets older and I have more kids, I really want that, again, Lord willing, to be able to do that. And then the second connection, that's really the only one that I actually sort of have as a habit. And, I'm like, it is really great that I'm spending that spousal connection with God, but when am I taking time to personally talk to them? And that was something I reflected on in my personal routine. So as you're listening, think about your routine and even the different connections in your life. How are you spending that time?
That's a really good point. So here on the screen, we just have the references if you want to dig into any of these resources a little bit further. And then moving on to our next session, we will dive further into Bible reading, get into some more verses, what the Bible says about reading scripture, and then some ways to engage with scripture, some strategies.
Right, like how you already mentioned memorization and some of those other things that we're going to look at four, I believe, ways that you can kind of really get more into scripture and get it integrated in your spiritual disciplines.